Lesson 3, The Creation. Purpose, to increase each child's appreciation for the earth that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ created for us. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 1 or Moses chapter 2. Jesus Christ created the earth, heaven, and all forms of life under the direction of Heavenly Father. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, or Moses chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, the Lord rested on the seventh day. 2. Additional reading. Abraham chapter 4, verses 1 through 31, the gods planned the creation of the earth. Abraham chapter 5, verses 1 through 21, the gods followed their plan of creation. Moses chapter 1, verses 31 through 39, Moses learned that Jesus Christ created worlds without number. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a triple combination for each child. B. A container of puzzle pieces. If you do not have a puzzle, cut a picture from a magazine into several pieces. C. Picture 6-1, Creation, Living Creatures, Gospel Art Picture Kit 100, semicolon, 62483. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the children the container of puzzle pieces. Ask one of the children to shake the container and try to dump the pieces on the table so that all the pieces fall into place to form a complete picture. Point out that a puzzle cannot fall into place by chance. It requires an intelligent being to organize the pieces and carefully put them together. Show the picture Creation, Living Creatures, and discuss some things that show that the creation of the earth was carefully planned. For example, the earth has to be the right distance from the sun, or everything on it would burn or freeze. Without the right amount of oxygen, humans and animals could not breathe. If there was too little gravity, we would float off the earth. Help the children understand that the earth did not come about by accident or chance. A loving Heavenly Father directed Jesus Christ to organize this beautiful earth for us. Scripture account. Teach the children the account from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, chapter 3, or Moses chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 3, of the creation of the earth. See Enrichment Activity 1. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Who created the earth? Moses chapter 1, verse 33. Moses chapter 2, verse 1. Explain that the earth was created by Jesus Christ under the direction of Heavenly Father. Why did Heavenly Father want the earth to be created? Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Why are there so many wonderful types of plants on the earth? Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 18 and 19. What plants do you most enjoy? What do you use them for? What is in each fruit? Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. Moses chapter 2, verse 12. See Enrichment Activity 6. Why are seeds important? What did God command the fish and animals and birds to do? Genesis chapter 1, verse 22. Moses chapter 2, verse 22. What commandment did God give Adam and Eve and all people about having a family? Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Moses chapter 2, verse 28. In whose image were we created? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Moses chapter 2, verse 27. What is our responsibility to the earth and all living things on it? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Moses chapter 2, verse 26. Explain that dominion means to have power over something. See Enrichment Activity 5. What did God say about his creations? Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. How should we feel about the good things we make or do? What did God do on the seventh day? Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Moses chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. What should we do on the Sabbath day? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Prepare a slip of paper using either the Genesis or Moses account for each day of the creation. First day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. 3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Moses chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Second day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Moses chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Third day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. See also Moses chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. Fourth day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. Fifth day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. See also Moses chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Sixth day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 through 27. See also Moses chapter 2, verses 24 through 27. Seventh day, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. See also Moses chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Divide the chalkboard or a large piece of paper into seven sections and number them 1 through 7. Give one of the scriptures to each child. If you have more than seven children, have the children work together and decide what they could draw to illustrate the day of creation they read about. Help them look up their scripture references, if they need help, and give them time to read them silently. Have each child or a representative from each group of children draw in the appropriate space what was created on that day without telling the other children what they are drawing. After the other class members guess what is being drawn, have the child read aloud the pertinent part of the scripture reference to show if they guessed correctly. Ask the other children to follow along in their scriptures. After the seven pictures have been drawn, you could quickly review what occurred during each of the 7 days of creation. After the children have reviewed the 7 days of creation, give them each a piece of paper and pencil or marking pen and have them draw another picture of one of the days of the creation that they can take home and share with their families. 2. Tell the children you are thinking of something you saw on the way to church that reminded you of how much Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love us. This could be a bird, tree, clouds, and so on. Ask them to guess what it was as you give them clues. Let the children take turns giving clues of something they saw that reminds them of the love Heavenly Father and Jesus have for them. Discuss the first article of faith and how the evidence we see in nature can strengthen our testimonies of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Have the children repeat the first article of faith. 3. Prepare a large circle of paper that represents the earth and give the children colored paper, pencils, and scissors to create one of their favorite things found on the earth. Give them several minutes to make their creations and then place them all on the paper earth. Explain that the word create means to organize, not to make something from nothing. Discuss this statement from Joseph Smith when he was speaking of the creation of the earth. Now, the word create came from the word bara, which does not mean to create out of nothing. It means to organize, the same as a man would organize materials and build a ship. History of the Church, Volume 6, page 308. 4. Show the children a container of salt or sand and ask how many particles of salt or sand they think there are in the container. You may want to take a pinch of salt or sand out of the container and have someone try to count the particles. Explain that God has created many more worlds than there are particles of salt or sand in the container or even on the whole earth. Many of these worlds have been inhabited or will be inhabited by people who have been created in the image of God just as we have. Yet, Heavenly Father knows and loves us all. Read and discuss Moses chapter 7, verses 29 and 30. 5. Discuss ways the children can take care of the creations we have been given, such as being kind to animals, taking care of a garden, keeping parks and buildings free from litter, and so on. Ask each child to tell one way that he or she will take care of the wonderful things Heavenly Father has given us. 6. Bring to class a variety of fruits and vegetables that have been cut open to expose the seeds. Discuss the importance of seeds and how God planned from the beginning for the plants to produce more of their own kind. If fruits and vegetables are not available, show pictures of or draw pictures of fruits and vegetables and seeds on the chalkboard. 7. Sing or read the words to I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, page 74, or My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, page 228. I Feel My Savior's Love. Verse 1. I feel my Savior's love in all the world around me. His Spirit warms my soul through everything I see. Chorus. He knows I will follow him, give all my life to him. I feel my Savior's love, the love he freely gives me. Verse 2. I feel my Savior's love. Its gentleness enfolds me. And when I kneel to pray, my heart is filled with peace. Chorus. He knows I will follow him, give all my life to him. I feel my Savior's love, the love he freely gives me. Verse 3. I feel my Savior's love and know that he will bless me. I offer him my heart, my shepherd he will be. Chorus. He knows I will follow him, give all my life to him. I feel my Savior's love, the love he freely gives me. Verse 4. I'll share my Savior's love by serving others freely. In serving, I am blessed. In giving, I receive. Chorus. He knows I will follow him, give all my life to him. I feel my Savior's love, the love he freely gives me. My Heavenly Father loves me. Verse 1. Whenever I hear the song of a bird or look at the blue, blue sky, whenever I feel the rain on my face or the wind as it rushes by, whenever I touch a velvet rose or walk by our lilac tree, I'm glad that I live in this beautiful world Heavenly Father created for me. Verse 2. He gave me my eyes that I might see the color of butterfly wings. He gave me my ears that I might hear the magical sound of things. He gave me my life, my mind, my heart. I thank him reverently for all his creations of which I'm a part. Yes, I know Heavenly Father loves me. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your feelings with the children about the beautiful earth we have and how it helps you feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Explain that each of us is Heavenly Father's greatest creation. Express gratitude and love for each class member. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children read Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 3, The Creation.